Well, good morning, everyone. The cattle complex gave back everything it gained Monday, and it happened fast. The sell-off was partially driven by a weakening cash market and partially by a shift in trader sentiment we've been feeling for a few weeks now, but the match that really lit the fuse and started the dumpster fire Tuesday was Screwworm. A USDA media story went out Tuesday morning about a virtual press conference at 1:15 in the afternoon. The headline, Traders, Algorithm, and AI Programs Didn't Wait Around. August live cattle hit its daily low 237.02, a loss of $3.58 to 57 cents within the first 5 minutes of trade. Here's what the press conference actually said. A screwworm case was confirmed in a goat 25 miles from the Texas-Mexico border in Coahuila, Mexico. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said USDA is now treating it as if the parasite will eventually make its way across the border. They'll continue releasing sterilized fly populations and are advertising producers to use their eyes and check animals. They didn't say much. They said they're maybe going to have a press release now every couple days. They're going to have a press conference on it every other day. Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? Now I'll give you my honest take. The screwworm fly is probably already here in Texas. It just hasn't been reported yet. And being discovered and being reported are two entirely different things. The idea that 25 miles is going to keep this fly out of the United States is hard to take seriously. 6 months ago, a press conference like this would have meant limit higher on Wednesday with where the trader sentiment is right now. That's not a safe bet. We did see cash traded slow to start the week here. Both packers and producers in a wait-and-see posture here or mode, kind of wait, watching to see which way the momentum breaks. Talk down south is 255, but volume is nowhere near enough to set the market. Monday, USDA reported 214 head in Texas at 255. That was it for the day. Tuesday afternoon, added 20 head in Iowa at 402 on a dress basis, 104 head in Texas at 255. Kansas and Nebraska reporting nothing. Through Tuesday afternoon, the National Negotiated Price Report shows 844 head of negotiated cash and 1,423 head of negotiated grid base traded on the week. One way or the other, if it looks like we're going to be lower, one way or the other, it does feel like we're going to be lower again this week on cash. Tuesday's slaughter estimate was 110,000 head compared to 111,000 head the same day last week. The week-to-date total stands at 214,000 head, well above last week's holiday cut of 112,000 head at this point. With slaughter running 102,000 head above last week's pace, the full week is tracking towards 550,000 head. Industry estimates are now pegging the week at 525 to 535,000 head range. The cutout was actually the bright spot on Tuesday. Choice finished up $1.24 at $3.9407, and select is up $1.72 at $3.4.81 compared to last Tuesday. Choice is $1.17 higher, while select is $5.49 lower. A mixed picture week over week. The volume was 96 loads, well above the 56 loads in the same day last week. That said, boxes are still not clearing up in the secondary market. Price is proving to be more of a sales-limiting factor than industry expected. Ground beef in particular is not moving the way it should, and when you consider the price differential between ribeyes and hamburger right now, that is kind of a troubling sign here. The consumer is feeling it at the counter. Tuesday's National Weekly Fed Cattle Comprehensive Report showed carcass weights increased 2 pounds from the prior week, and 955 pounds weights are 37 pounds above the same week last year and 61 pounds above 2024. Weights last week are actually 1 pound heavier than the first week of January, meaning we have not seen the typical seasonal summer dip yet. Looking at the last couple of years here, carcass weights posted summer low in June before starting the seasonal climb through the fall and winter. There's no reason to expect this year to be different, but we're not there yet, and these heavy weights continue to add pressure to the supply side of the equation. On the grading here, choice and higher came in at 88.6% last week, up half a percent from the prior week. That's 3.6% above the same week last year and 4.5% above 2024. Prime grading appears to be on the verge of starting a downtrend. One likely reason the grading remains elevated is continued expansion of the beef on dairy cross cattle working through the system. Been talking about that till we're blue in the face. One item on the global side, China's officially recognized Brazil as foot and mouth disease-free. That could expand export opportunities for Brazilian beef and pork in the Chinese markets. However, Brazil is already close to meeting its 2026 beef quotas, and if China follows through on the expectations from last month's trade meetings and brings some more into the U.S. beef, the two developments may largely offset each other. On the chart here, Tuesday's low in the August live cattle tested the 100-day moving average and the May 22nd low of 236.82.5. Even though Tuesday's closed slightly lower on the day, the session may have put in a double bottom here with live cash bids at 255. Roughly $16 above Tuesday's close. I'm starting to look for a rally back to that 242 to 243 area in August. August feeder cattle also found support near last week's low of 344.27. That level needs to hold to keep any technical footing underneath the feeder contracts. Looking at things here, though, if we can hold on to this 240 and 240 and a quarter area here for Wednesday, I think that's going to be our first clue if this market's going to be okay. I think we could be done going down for a minute. If we can hold on to that 240 and 240 and a quarter area. So we're heading into Wednesday. The screwworm headlines rattled the market, but the actual news is less than alarming than the algorithms made it look. Cash is slow, the cutout's grinding, and the chart may be setting up a base. We're going to watch here for any meaningful cash trade to develop here, probably late today or tomorrow, and watch for that 344 support in the August feeders hold. Folks, that's your cattle market update for here for Tuesday, June 3rd. And I'm Kyle Bunson on KDHN. If you'd like to talk strategy in the cattle market, assess cash trade, or talk the markets in general, give me a call at 308-708-7340. Or if you'd like a copy of our nightly email, please give us a holler here and we'd put you on the list. Folks, have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.